Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
Last week, I had a drink with a woman who has just landed one of the biggest jobs in her industry. Over a couple of grapefruit Negronis, she told me that she had no idea why she'd been promoted and that she wasn't even sure if she wanted the job. In return, I told her that I was bumbling along more or less okay, though keeping the show on the road was getting increasingly tricky. When I got back from this pleasant evening of mutual self-disparagement, my younger son informed me that I had just failed to show up at an event at his school. He also said that a friend of mine, a barrister with a child in the same class who has form when it comes to missing school events, had managed to go along. I fired off a text to her at once. The winner of the Crap Parent Award for 2013 is me. She texted back, "The prize will not be yours for long. Give it a week, maybe two, and it will be mine again." What is the matter with us? All three are grown-up women who mainly cope fine at work and at home, yet we insist on inflating our failures in an endless game of self-deprecation. This is meant to be one of the classic ways in which women sabotage themselves. We talk ourselves down, and by doing so, we hold ourselves down. Even women who have managed to rise go on harming themselves by incontinently banging on about how hopeless they are. There was a study of women on the boards of big UK companies recently showing that they are four times as likely to engage in self-deprecation as their male colleagues, with the result that they are often seen as weak. But to conclude that self-deprecation is bad and must be stamped out is all wrong. It's just a matter of using it right. A few years ago, academics at the University of New Mexico wrote a paper with the charming title "Dissing Oneself versus Dissing Rivals." It proved that men who crack self-deprecating jokes make themselves irresistible to women, but only if they are alphas to start off with. When a low-status man disses himself, women are repulsed. If he jokes about being useless, women conclude he must therefore be useless. Even though the research was aimed at the bedroom, it works just as well in the boardroom or in any office at all. It applies equally to men and women, although gives the British an advantage, as self-dissing is something for which we have an inbuilt genius. So long as there is no doubt about the status and superiority of the person using it, self-deprecation is one of the most effective tools there is. It disarms other people, makes them forget that you are scarily powerful, and lulls them into liking you instead. The only boss I've ever had who I truly adored self-deprecated constantly. Between women friends, it acts as a non-compete clause. I don't actually think for a minute that I'm the worst parent in the UK. If I did, I'd keep quiet about it. But by telling my barrister friend that I am, what I'm actually saying is, I'm not dangerous, come closer. The more ludicrous the self-dissing is, the better it works. Think of some of the modern-day masters, Tony Blair, Boris Johnson, or Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury. When I interviewed the Archbishop recently, he told me that he was hopeless compared with his predecessor, that he was boring, not terribly holy, had a second-class mind, and that he got terrified before big speeches. In a way, it was all hogwash, yet it made me putty in his hands. Self-deprecation is only dangerous if there is any chance at all that the person you are talking to might agree with it. I learnt this from my mother. Even though she never managed to teach me how to cook, she did warn me never to diss the food that I just put on the table. To say, "Oh dear, this pasta is disgustingly soggy," simply draws the guest's attention to how overcooked it is, which otherwise they might not have noticed. Worse, it then obliges them to say, "But no, it's delicious." Self-deprecation that demands a contradiction is never okay. It boils down to neediness, which is always tiresome. This shows where all those women in boardrooms are going wrong. The men there are not yet convinced that what they are producing isn't the boardroom equivalent of soggy pasta. Only when it is clear to everyone that a woman's skill is beyond doubt will it be time for her to start telling everyone that she's useless.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.